99.9 Radio USA. You don't know her like I do. That's Brantley Gilbert, 652. And we're at 48 degrees. And let's see, great music from Lee Bryce on the way. Also, the Van Perry. And let's get weird on the weird news, shall we? It's brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. This first story, I was leery about telling you, but I'm going to anyway. If you're eating or drinking your breakfast this morning, I apologize in advance. A British woman claims to have found the Fountain of Youth, and apparently it flows directly from her own bladder. She drinks a pint of urine, her own urine, every day. Sylvia Chandler says that she has discovered the gold standard for staying healthy. She's done it now for more than 20 years. She's maintained that a day without pee drinking is like a day without sunshine. At first, she says she diluted her first glass with cranberry juice, but now she just downs it neat. Drinks it about three times a day. The 63-year-old says, "Drinking my own urine has kept me healthy and energized, and it helps me stay young. Men are often surprised when I tell them my age. I have a glass of urine in the morning, another couple during the day." And she goes on to say, "It tastes delicious. A bit like water, but sweeter." Okay. How about this one? A Michigan optometrist really gave an eyeful to a female patient after he fit her for new contact lenses. And then he asked her to come back into his private office where he was allegedly naked. The woman didn't just get mad at Dr. Robert Emmett Deck III. She got even. She recorded his nakedness on her cell phone and then turned it over to cops. A spokesman for the Orion Township Police Department said, "When you go visit a professional, such as a doctor, the last thing you expect is to see this. He's been charged with indecent exposure." And finally, an employee at a New Jersey Radio Shack surprised a customer by informing him that batteries were included with his purchase by punching him in the eye for being sarcastic. The victim, who was not identified, called cops from the parking lot to complain about the incident. And when they arrived, they found him standing outside holding a paper towel to a bloody wound above his eye. He had asked the clerk at Radio Shack if batteries were included, and the guy punched him. Officers went into the store to investigate. They found Andre Santiago hiding in the back room. Santiago admitted to decking the man and defended the punch by saying the guy deserved it for being sarcastic. Well, he's been booked on assault charges. I wonder if they asked him what his zip code was. Don't they always do that? Or phone number at Radio Shack? Or email? They do something like that. That's your weird news this morning at 6:55.
Time to get ready to haul the big buck back to the shack with a new 2000. 2000-